This is the reading for March 17th. Psalm 76. People in Judah know God. His fame is great in Israel. His tent is in Jerusalem. His home is on Mount Zion. There God broke the flaming arrows, the shields, the swords, the weapons of war. God, how wonderful you are. You are more splendid than the hills full of animals. The brave soldiers were stripped as they lay asleep in death. Not one warrior had the strength to stop it. God of Jacob, when you spoke strongly, horses and riders fell dead. You are feared. No one can stand against you when you are angry. From heaven you gave the decision, and the earth was afraid and silent. God, you stood up to judge and to save the needy people of the earth. People praise you for your anger against evil. Those who live through your anger are stopped from doing more evil. Make and keep your promises to the Lord your God. From all around, gifts should come to the God we worship. God breaks the spirits of great leaders. The kings on earth fear him. Numbers 33. These are the places the Israelites went as Moses and Aaron led them out of Egypt in divisions. At the Lord's command, Moses recorded the places they went, and these are the places they went. On the 15th day of the first month, the day after the Passover, the Israelites left Ramses and marched out boldly in front of all the Egyptians. The Egyptians were burying their firstborn sons, whom the Lord had killed. The Lord showed that the gods of Egypt were false. The Israelites left Ramses and camped at Succoth. They left Succoth and camped at Etham at the edge of the desert. They left Etham and went back to Pi Hahiroth to the east of Baal Zephon and camped near Migdal. They left Pi Hahiroth and walked through the sea into the desert. After going 3 days through the desert of Etham, they camped at Marah. They left Marah and went to Elam. There were 12 springs of water and 70 palm trees where they camped. They left Elam and camped near the Red Sea. They left the Red Sea and camped in the desert of Sin. They left the desert of Sin and camped at Dophkah. They left Dophkah and camped at Alush. They left Alush and camped at Rephidim, where the people had no water to drink. They left Rephidim and camped in the desert of Sinai. They left the desert of Sinai and camped at Kibroth Hattaavah. They left Kibroth Hattaavah and camped at Hazeroth. They left Hazeroth and camped at Rithmah. They left Rithmah and camped at Ramon Perez. They left Ramon Perez and camped at Libnah. They left Libnah and camped at Rissa. They left Rissa and camped at Kehihelath. They left Kehihelath and camped at Mount Shepher. They left Mount Shepher and camped at Haradah. They left Haradah and camped at Makaloth. They left Makaloth and camped at Tahath. They left Tahath and camped at Terah. They left Terah and camped at Mithkah. They left Mithkah and camped at Hashmonah. They left Hashmonah and camped at Moseroth. They left Moseroth and camped at B'nai Jaakan. They left B'nai Jaakan and camped at Hor Haggidad. They left Hor Haggidad and camped at Jotbathah. They left Jotbathah and camped at Abranah. They left Abranah and camped at Ezion Geber. They left Ezion Geber and camped at Kadesh in the desert of Zin. They left Kadesh and camped at Mount Hor on the border of Edom. Aaron the priest obeyed the Lord and went up Mount Hor. There he died on the first day of the fifth month in the 40th year after the Israelites left Egypt. Aaron was 123 years old when he died on Mount Hor. The Canaanite king of Arad, who lived in the southern area of Canaan, heard that the Israelites were coming. The people left Mount Hor and camped at Zalmanah. They left Zalmanah and camped at Punon. They left Punon and camped at Oboth. They left Oboth and camped at Ai-Abarim on the border of Moab. They left Ai-Abarim and camped at Dibon Gad. They left Dibon Gad and camped at Almon Diblathaim. They left Almon Diblathaim and camped in the mountains of Abarim near Nebo. They left the mountains of Abarim and camped on the plains of Moab near the Jordan River across from Jericho. They camped along the Jordan on the plains of Moab, and their camp went from Beth Jeshimoth to Abel Acacia. On the plains of Moab by the Jordan River across from Jericho, the Lord spoke to Moses. He said, "Speak to the Israelites and tell them, when you cross the Jordan River and go into Canaan, force out all the people who live there. Destroy all their carved statues and metal idols. Wreck all their places of worship. Take over the land and settle there, because I have given this land to you to own. Throw lots to divide up the land by family groups, giving larger portions to larger family groups and smaller portions to smaller family groups. The land will be given as the lots decide. Each tribe will get its own land. But if you don't force those people out of the land, they will bring you trouble. They will be like sharp hooks in your eyes and thorns in your sides. They will bring trouble to the land where you live. Then I will punish you as I had planned to punish them." Numbers 34. The Lord said to Moses, "Give this command to the people of Israel. You will soon enter Canaan, and it will be yours. These shall be the borders. On the south, you will get part of the desert of Zin near the border of Edom. On the east side, your southern border will start at the south end of the Dead Sea, cross south of Scorpion Pass, and go through the desert of Zin and south of Kadesh Barnea. Then it will go to Hazar Adar and over to Asmon. From Asmon, it will go to the Brook of Egypt, and it will end at the Mediterranean Sea. Your western border will be the Mediterranean Sea. Your northern border will begin at the Mediterranean Sea and go to Mount Hor. From Mount Hor, it will go to Lebo Hamath and on to Zedad. Then the border will go to Zephron, and it will end at Hazar Enan. This will be your northern border. Your eastern border will begin at Hazar Enan and go to Shepham. From Shepham, the border will go east of Ain to Riblah and along the hills east to Lake Galilee. Then the border will go down along the Jordan River and end at the Dead Sea. These are the borders around your country." So Moses gave this command to the Israelites: "This is the land you will receive. Throw lots to divide it among the 9 1/2 tribes, because the Lord commanded that it should be theirs. The tribes of Reuben, Gad, and East Manasseh have already received their land. These 2 1/2 tribes received land east of the Jordan River across from Jericho." Then the Lord said to Moses, "These are the men who will divide the land: Eleazar the priest and Joshua son of Nun. Also take one leader from each tribe to help divide the land. These are the names of the leaders: from the tribe of Judah, Caleb son of Jephunneh; from the tribe of Simeon, Shemuel son of Ammihud; from the tribe of Benjamin, Eladad son of Kislon; from the tribe of Dan, Buki son of Jogli; from the tribe of Manasseh son of Joseph, Haniel son of Ephod; from the tribe of Ephraim son of Joseph, Kemuel son of Shiftan; from the tribe of Zebulun, Elzaphan son of Parnak; from the tribe of Issachar, Paltiel son of Azan; from the tribe of Asher, Ahihud son of Shilamai; from the tribe of Naphtaliah, Pedahel son of Ammihud. The Lord commanded these men to divide the land of Canaan among the Israelites."
Chapter 15.
Early in the morning, the chief priests immediately came to a decision with the leaders and the scribes. The whole Jewish council decided to tie Jesus up, lead him away, and hand him over to Pilate. Pilate asked him, "Are you the king of the Jews?" "Yes, I am," Jesus answered him. The chief priests were accusing him of many things, so Pilate asked him again, "Don't you have any answer? Look how many accusations they're bringing against you." But Jesus no longer answered anything, so Pilate was surprised. At every Passover festival, Pilate would free one prisoner whom the people asked for. There was a man named Barabbas in prison. He was with some rebels who had committed murder during a riot. The crowd asked Pilate to do for them what he always did. Pilate answered them, "Do you want me to free the king of the Jews for you?" Pilate knew that the chief priests had handed Jesus over to him because they were jealous. The chief priests stirred up the crowd so that Pilate would free Barabbas for them instead. So Pilate again asked them, "Then what should I do with the king of the Jews?" "Crucify him," they shouted back. Pilate said to them, "Why? What has he done wrong?" But they shouted even louder, "Crucify him." Pilate wanted to satisfy the people, so he freed Barabbas for them. But he had Jesus whipped, and handed over to be crucified. The soldiers led Jesus into the courtyard of the palace and called together the whole troop. They dressed him in purple, twisted some thorns into a crown, and placed it on his head. Then they began to greet him, "Long live the King of the Jews!" They kept hitting him on the head with a stick, spitting on him, and kneeling in front of him with false humility. After the soldiers finished making fun of Jesus, they took off the purple cape and put his own clothes back on him. Then they led him out to crucify him. A man named Simon from the city of Cyrene was coming into Jerusalem from his home in the country. He was the father of Alexander and Rufus. As he was about to pass by, the soldiers forced him to carry Jesus' cross. They took Jesus to Golgotha, which means the place of the skull. They tried to give him wine mixed with a drug called myrrh, but he wouldn't take it. Next, they crucified him. Then they divided his clothes among themselves by throwing dice to see what each one would get. It was 9 a.m. when they crucified him. There was a written notice of the accusation against him. It read, "The King of the Jews." They crucified 2 criminals with him, one on his right and the other on his left. Those who passed by insulted him. They shook their heads and said, "What a joke! You are going to tear down God's temple and build it again in 3 days. Come down from the cross and save yourself." The chief priests and the scribes made fun of him among themselves in the same way. They said, "He saved others, but he can't save himself. Let the Messiah, the King of Israel, come down from the cross now so that we may see and believe." Even those who were crucified with him were insulting him. At noon, darkness came over the whole land until 3 p.m. At 3 o'clock, Jesus cried out in a loud voice, "Eloi, Eloi, lema sabachthani," which means, my God, why have you abandoned me?" When some of the people standing there heard him say that, they said, "Listen, he's calling Elijah." Someone ran and soaked a sponge in vinegar. Then he put it on a stick and offered Jesus a drink. The man said, "Let's see if Elijah comes to take him down." Then Jesus cried out in a loud voice and died. The curtain in the temple was split in 2 from top to bottom. When the officer who stood facing Jesus saw how he gave up his spirit, he said, "Certainly this man was the Son of God." Some women were watching from a distance. Among them were Mary from Magdala, Mary, the mother of young James and Joseph, and Salome. They followed him and supported him while he was in Galilee. Many other women had come to Jerusalem with him were there too. It was Friday evening before the day of worship when Joseph arrived. He was from the city of Arimathea and was an important member of the Jewish council. He too was waiting for the kingdom of God. Joseph boldly went to Pilate's quarters to ask for the body of Jesus. Pilate wondered if Jesus had already died, so he summoned the officer to ask if Jesus was in fact dead. When the officer had assured him that Jesus was dead, Pilate let Joseph have the corpse. Joseph had purchased some linen cloth. He took the body down from the cross and wrapped it in the cloth. Then he laid the body in a tomb which had been cut out of rock, and he rolled a stone against the door of the tomb. Mary from Magdala and Mary, the mother of Joseph, watched where Jesus was laid.